You're listening to Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazzari, where NFL legends live on. Back to you, boys.
It's him. He's alive.
And now back with us here on Thursday Night Tailgate is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. Hey, Tony, how are you?
Hi, Tony.
Doing fantastic. How you doing, Chris and Bob?
Ah, we're fantastic as well. So, Tony, you probably heard Bob and I, we were talking about Tom Brady and some opportunities for where Brady could go if it's not New England. So I want to get your thoughts on the whole thing. If he doesn't end up signing back in New England, if you're laying money, where do you think he goes?
First of all, he will not go to Pittsburgh.
I'll take care of that.
I can dream, my friend. It's the off season. I can dream.
Let's get this straight right now. He won't be going to Pittsburgh. Okay, so that's totally out. The only team that I would see him maybe looking at, and you know, I don't know how true some of the stuff I've been hearing, is Vegas, the Raiders. So that's one team that he may go to. But I'm going to tell you right now, Chris, Bob, I truly believe, don't have the inside scoop, but I'm if I was a betting man, I would put a good little wager on this, that Tom Brady will be back in New England to play another season. And the reason I say that is I kind of know Brady's spirit, and the way it kind of ended against Tennessee is not the way he wanted to end. So his last pass, the interception for a touchdown, and just his competitiveness, he's gonna come back. He needs some help, and I'm pretty sure Belichick and the organization is gonna give him some help, and that's one of the things that he really lacked last year, and it kind of showed. You know, even Edelman wasn't 100% last year, and you can see Edelman didn't play a part. You know, a couple of drop passes that, you know, Edelman usually catches. So I know a lot of teams would love to have Brady on their squad right now, but you got to understand too, Brady's gonna be 41, 42 years old, and does he still have it? I think he does, but to invest in someone, when you got these young quarterbacks, and these young quarterbacks are pretty good, man. They just need a little experience to play a little bit. I really think Jimmy G is going to be a great quarterback in the future. He just didn't have it this year. He met up against Mahomes, which I think Mahomes is going to be a Hall of Famer if everything keeps going the way it's going for him. But I just believe that Tom Brady will be back in New England just to prove that he can do it again.
And Tony, to your point, and Bob mentioned this as well, about, you know, Brady needs some help. They've got to go out and they've got to bring in some help. This is a team that lost four of their last six games, including the playoff loss to the Titans. And they're a team that many times that we've talked about them and doing the prognostication and whatnot, we thought, hey, they can crawl out of bed, score 30 points. But they only did that once in their last 10 games, and that was against the Bengals, which doesn't count. So what do you think? What do you think they need to bring in if Brady is back in the fold? Where do they need the additional help to get back into Super Bowl contention?
And even before I answer that, just think about how great the defense was last year from New England. I mean, they had a stellar defense. And if they could have put up just a few points, man, I think we would have been in the Super Bowl again. But again, the weapons, we gotta have the weapons. I mean, you always say one man can't run an offense, and you gotta have it's a team sport. But I'm gonna tell you, man, losing Gronk kind of crushed us last year, because we didn't have that go-to guy. We need a go-to guy, and we need a go-to guy at tight end. I think one of the things that really helped Brady a lot was Gronk. I'm not saying we can't get another Gronk, but we need a tight end, and we need a receiver that can get downfield and can catch the ball. I mean, there are some great receivers in the league. I was really disappointed when New England had a first round pick, and they took the kid from Arizona State, And there's this great kid, I think his name is Metcalf, that just had an awesome season with Seattle. And I mean, he killed the combine. I mean, I think he ran like a 4.3. The kid's like 4.2, 2.30 or something like that. He's just a beast. And we overlooked him. We didn't get him. And that's something that, you just can't do right now when you got Brady, you know, going, and I'm going to say it, this is his last leg. I mean, you know, he needs those receivers around. You know, Brady 10 years ago probably would have made the playoffs. Well, probably would make the Super Bowl 10 years ago, but it's not 10 years ago. 41, 42 years old. And he's got to get a receiver that can get downfield. And I truly believe he needs to have at least three weapons that he can go to in order for them to be successful. You know, the defense is great. And I think that a lot of defensive players are coming back, but we need an offensive game, and our offensive line has got to be healthy. Dante Scarnecchia, who actually coached me when I was at New England. He was a special team coach when I was there. Just a great guy and a great offensive lineman coach. He's gone. So we're going to have someone come in to fill that spot because, you know, you got to protect Brady. You can't scramble. You're not going to be able to get moved like he used to move. So we got to get one of the most important things I also think is the offensive line. We got to have somebody protect Brady as well. But he needs those receivers, those dependable receivers, and who they are, I don't know. I don't know who it could be. I'll tell you, I would like to have Antonio Brown.
No, you would not.
Regardless of how crazy he is, Antonio Brown is a player, man. Antonio Brown can flat out get it. I don't care what anybody says. This kid, I mean, you know, he can play. He might not be all, tight upstairs with some of the things, decisions that he's been making lately, but he's a baller, without a doubt. I would love if they can work that out. But, you know, who knows with them.
Really? You know,
yeah, really. Antonio Brown.
You got crazy knocking at the door. You don't let crazy back in the door.
I think he's come to his senses. He's apologized. Oh. You know how crazy and stupid he was. But, you know, I'm going to tell you, Antonio Brown is a guy that we can definitely use. But, you know, will that happen? Probably not because of how the New England way is. And so it probably won't happen. But I would love to have Antonio Brown on our team. But,
Did Angelo hit you over the head with a club when you guys were playing golf? Did something fall out of the cart? What happened? Something happened.
Okay, let me ask you this. When Antonio Brown was playing for the Steelers, and he was doing all those great stuff, what did you think about it?
So a couple of things, right? my Steeler buddies will tell you, probably as early as 3 years ago, I was advocating for the trade. Because in my mind, Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell are me guys. All they care about is me. My numbers, all that sort of stuff. They don't care about it. If the team won, it was sort of a bonus. But it wasn't a hat. They didn't have to have the win. They had to have the numbers. And they're about me. And you can't win with me guys. You just can't. No, you know, Mike Singletary and his favorite thing about, you know, when Vernon Davis can't win with him. And I agree. So I was all about wanting to trade Antonio Brown to Seattle defensive backs.
But you got to understand too, Chris, now this is a thing about the New England Patriots organization and their way. I truly believe if Antonio Brown could stay there at New England for a year, he would learn the way. And he would understand how important it is as a team player. Cause, I mean, that's what New England does. I mean, okay, take a look at Randy Moss. I mean, when I thought Randy Moss came to New England, I was like, oh man, Randy Moss, man, he's a great player, but man, can he handle the New England Patriot way? and you see what Randy Moss did, man, we should have went undefeated that year, but we didn't. But I truly believe because of the way New England does things, if Antonio Brown would come, he would understand. Now, that's the only organization I would say how we do it. Again, like you said, Antonio Brown is a me guy, and Le'Veon Bell is a me guy. But, you know, at the same time, they're still great players, man. They just got to, you know, start thinking the right way, you know what I mean? So I think if Antonio Brown would have came to New England, he would understand the Patriot way. And once you understand the Patriot way, man, it's all win for everybody then.
So let me give you another maybe half step below that in the me / crazy guy. That maybe the Patriots could go out and actually work a deal for. What, and Bob, I want your input on this too. What do you think about the Patriots making a draft day deal to get Odell Beckham Jr.?
I mean, that would be fantastic too. I think that would be a smart thing. They're gonna have to do something. And see, here's where everything is kind of crazy, because in March, I think, you know, they need to know what Brady's gonna do, I think, next month. And you know, the draft is not until April. So they're gonna have to come to a decision in March, even before the draft, what Tom Brady's gonna do. Are you staying or are you leaving? So they can know, you know, what they're gonna do. Because, you know, when you lose Brady, you know, who's the backup quarterback to Brady? What's this guy? I don't know the guy's name. Stinson or something like that. I mean, come on. Brady has the Patriots, I think, in a headlock right now, because, you know, they're waiting on him to make this decision. And of course it's a big decision, but I look at Tom Brady and I just think, you know, what a big mark to his legend for him not to finish out with New England. You know, I just can't see him in another uniform for some reason. I just don't think he would do that because of what he's done with New England. And you know, a lot of people say, well, Brady wants to prove that he can do it without Belichick. I don't think so. I think Brady understands how important Belichick is to him, and Belichick understands how important Brady is to him. So it's a situation with Brady right now where, you know, he's going to have to make a decision in a month. And I just, you know, really as a player, wouldn't understand why he would try to go to another team. I just can't see that right now. Like I said, if I was betting man and I had some money to put on that, I would put a pretty amount of pity that he's gonna be back in the regular next year. I just can't see him with another uniform. And I could be wrong, but I think we're gonna have Brady back again, and we're gonna go to the Super Bowl again, we're gonna win it again, and then Brady's gonna retire.
So Bob, what do you think about the idea of the Patriots making a deal, whether it's for Odell Beckham Jr. or someone of that ilk, to bring, you know, Brady comes back, they make a big deal to bring in a big number, because they got I don't know that you're going to be able to go draft a wide receiver one or a big tight end that he's going to need in order to get back to where they want to go. I would think that they would be out there looking for a deal. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
I think Tony was right on when he's talking about they need that guy to go along with Edelman. I mean, okay, Beckham is very interesting because it seems like Beckham, for the knucklehead things he's done, I think Beckham can't deal with playing with losing teams. So if he would come to New England with this crew and Brady coming back, it would be a whole different type of thing. And we know, he probably knows the way they operate up here. It's a lot different than anywhere else. You either do what you're told or you fit in or you're gone. So that would be very interesting. That would fit. That would take care of one of the things. And of course, like Tony said, the tight end, let's put it this way. Gronk was such a fixture there for a long time. Brady's offense revolved around him for such a long time. And that's, to me, that's the whole gist of why they did not win a playoff game last year. They just, it's a whole different team without a superstar tight end there. Now they got to get somebody very good in there. I mean, look at what they got from the tight end last year, guys. Watson and Lacoste. Watson is almost as old as Brady. That's insane. I think the two of them combined for 30 catches. That just can't happen. That offense has revolved around the tight end forever. So that was their problem in a whole nutshell. We can talk about everything else. Look, Michelle, White, and Burkhead, they rushed for 1,500 yards. That was not the problem. It's about Brady getting those two weapons. Now, if they can fill those, or they promise Brady, look, we sign you for $30 million, whatever you want, $30 million, we're going to get a good tight end here and a shutdown receiver. He has to come back. Like Tony said, it makes no sense for him to go anywhere else. He's going to be 43, Tony, when he starts playing for anyone else. That would be insane for him to go anywhere. So improve what you have here. Make your mark. One more in New England. If you can't get there, they're still going to be very good.
Tony, one more before we let you go. And the XFL has kicked off its season. Any interest? Are you going to watch the games? Are you going to try to check it out? Are you intrigued at all to see what they've got going on?
You know, I was talking to somebody about this the other day. I just wish the XFL could kind of understand how important they are to the NFL. And I say this because, you know, there are guys who get caught in the numbers game, and they're good football players. And they get cut from an NFL team, and now they don't have anywhere to go. And now the XFL is here. One of the things I watched the game, and I watched the kid from Ohio State played with the DC team. The kid is big. He can throw the ball. If he gets an opportunity, he can be an NFL quarterback. I can't remember what his name is, played at Ohio State. Yeah, that's it. But I think it's so important. You know how in Major League Baseball they have the minor leagues, and they have, you know, they can bring up players from the minor leagues, and, you know, they can send down players to the minor leagues. You know, this is something where the XFL and a lot of the things that, you know, I watched the game. One of the things I really loved was the kickoff. I mean, I think the kickoff is fantastic. It eliminates people, you know, running down and, you know, getting crashed and getting hurt. At the same time, you understand where, you know, those guys have an opportunity to run this thing back for a touchdown. It makes it a lot exciting. But I think if the XFL and NFL will come together, man, I think it would be fantastic for those guys who missed the cut. And there's a lot of great football players, man, that you guys have never heard of. Where they get caught in the numbers game, or they're not in the right place at the right time, and now they're cut the last cut of the season. There's a lot of guys out there, and I think the XFL is a great place where you can, you know, get yourself get together, you know, get some film, and understand how tough it is to get to the NFL and play good. I hope it lasts. You know, McMahon has a lot of money and he's doing a lot of great things, and I think the NFL can learn some things from the XFL, especially the kickoff return. That to me was pretty exciting, and it eliminates, you know, people getting hurt running down full speed, you know, so that's one of the things that I like about it. Hopefully it'll last, you know, and just, I don't want them to get in a competing war with the NFL. I would love to see them work together, you know, be like the minor league for the NFL.
Couldn't agree more with that. Tony, one last time this season, let our listeners know how they can stay up to date with the great things you're doing and help you help kids go to college.
TonyCollinsFoundation.org. Go to the website right there. This year we're trying to get probably like 6 or 7 more kids this year into a scholarship fund in upstate New York. It's something that I'm really proud of, the work that we've been doing. And so if you want to help us, go to our website and make a donation. Everything that we give to these kids to go off to college.
Tony, you're the best, my friend. We can't thank you enough for another great season and spending time with us. You're fantastic and one of our all-time favorites, my friend, and a good friend. And
great,
we appreciate you very, very much.
Thank you, guys. Hey, Bob, I'm coming for you, man. Next year, that trophy's going to be mine, man. So I can
feel the heat already, man. I'm feeling it. Look forward to it, Tony.
See you, Tony. All the best to you and your family, my friend. See ya. That's a great Tony Collins. We've got our next guest, Lynn Kane, hanging on the line. We're going to get to Lynn on the other side of this real quick station break.